sermon text from 1 Timothy 3, and we will read one verse, Timothy 3, 1 Timothy 3, 1. Hear God's word. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work. Amen. You may be seated. And please join me in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for sending Jesus to be the good shepherd and the overseer, the bishop of our souls. And we thank you, Lord, that you give overseers, that is elders or pastors, for your church. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to give men a desire to lead and to serve and to guard your flock. And so bless this word and teach us, show us Jesus, who is the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings, and thank you for this time to hear the gospel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our passage this morning is not a passage just for the office seeker. This is a passage for the whole church. The church needs elders and pastors. We have an elder emeritus who eventually will retire in Ghana. And we have a pastor. I'm the pastor, but eventually I will retire. I'm not making an announcement yet. And so the church, this church needs elders and pastors, and the church in general needs elders and pastors. And so this is a passage of scripture for the whole church. And the main point I want us to consider this morning is this, that God's people must desire the good work of overseer. God's people must desire the good work of overseer. And one thing we could say in general is, as God's people, we must strongly desire to do good works. We are called to aspire, that is to reach out toward good works and desire, and the word, second time the word desire is used there, is it can also be translated covet. So in this passage, it's used in the positive sense of desiring, but it also in some context is used as the word covet. Just like someone might say to you, I covet your prayers, which would mean I really desire and need you to pray for me. So please pray for me. So we are called to reach out toward and to desire strongly good works. And we are encouraged in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14 to be zealous for good works. Titus 2:14 says, Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Wow. How many of us are zealous for good works this morning? Well, if you're not, or not yet, that's okay. It's a good thing to admit it. and to ask, Lord, for that gift of zeal for good works. And if you already are zealous for good works, that's good. Excel still more. Amen. Even so, though we may be zealous for good works, we are not saved by good works. We must not depend on good works for our salvation. Why? Because it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. If it was by our works, we would boast about it. It says, yeah, I saved myself by my good works. But that's exactly what the Bible says we cannot do and must not do, because we're saved by the grace of God and through faith. Through faith in what Jesus did for us on the cross. Amen. And so in the hymn Rock of Ages by Augustus Toplady, he says, not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. We don't save ourselves. We are saved by the cross, the sacrifice of Christ, and his resurrection. Amen. And though we are not saved by works, we are saved to good works. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so though we're not saved by works, we are saved to do good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen. And so, while it's true that we all are called to good works, according to this passage, we especially need men to desire the good work of overseer and elder. Now, some translations of the Bible translate our passage, if anyone desires the position of a bishop. Our passage in New King James correctly translates, if any man or a man desires the position of bishop. Now, why do I bring that up? Well, there are several translations that say, if anyone, for example, the Coleman Standard Bible, the ESV, the Message, the NET, the NIV, the NLT. This is unfortunate because clearly in the Greek, the translation should be, if any man. And the reason I say man is because in the Greek, it is nominative, masculine, singular. So you can't say anyone. You must say if any man. I think the tendency of some of the modern translations is to try to make things gender neutral, and they tried a little bit extra hard in this verse to do that, but that really is not accurate in translating it. And so if any man is a better translation. And this is a faithful saying. Faithful sayings were sayings, Pauline sayings, found in the pastoral epistles, sayings worthy of remembering and repeating. And so we already dealt with one faithful saying, and that was earlier in 1 Timothy. Let's see, it was in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And so there's that saying that ought to be repeated. That is a repetition of the gospel. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And then we get the second faithful saying here in 1 Timothy 3, 1. If a man desires the position of bishop, he desires a good work. And so this is one of those sayings that is worthy of remembering and repeating. And as you remember it and repeat it, pray it too. Ask that the Lord would raise up men to be elders, bishops, pastors for his church. Amen. According to Ellicott, faithful sayings were formulas expressing weighty and memorable truths, well known and often repeated by the Brotherhood of Christians in the first ages of the faith. They were no doubt rehearsed constantly in the assemblies till they became well-known watchwords in the various churches. And so Christ died to save sinners, and if a man desires the position of bishop, he desires a good work. So let's remember and repeat these watchwords. Amen. And in this case, the faithful saying is not what precedes, but what follows the statement, this is a faithful saying. In other words, it is not referring to chapter 2, but chapter 3, and the portion of the statement, if a man desires the position of bishop, he desires a good work. And again, as I said, to aspire means to stretch forth or to reach out toward. This is something that we want to grasp and have and possess. And then to desire is a strong word. Also can be translated to covet. And so this is a strong desire that God would raise up men to be overseers, elders, and pastors for his flock, the church. Now, who puts this desire in a man? Who applies the accomplished work of redemption to the believer? Only the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so, Matthew Henry says, if a man desired the pastoral office and from love to Christ and the souls of men was ready to deny himself and undergo hardships by devoting himself to that service, he sought to be employed in a good work. The word that's translated good can also mean noble, can also mean excellent, can also mean praiseworthy. And so we as God's people in general, we want to be involved in good works, noble works, praiseworthy works. But especially we want to pray that God would raise up men who would desire that position of bishop, elder, or pastor. Amen. And so beloved, let's pray. Let's pray that God would raise up men, that he would begin putting in the heart of men and even in boys, this desire. And fathers and mothers, pray for your sons, that they would become elders, pastors, and bishops. Now, the scriptures use those terms interchangeably. You can see that in Acts chapter 20, and then also in 1 Peter 5. Those different terms are used in succession, and so in the church you had elders, but they also would be called pastors or bishops. And it wasn't until later in church history that they began to have the office of bishop, who would be an overseer over a number of elders in a particular area. And then eventually that grew into where they would have archbishops and cardinals and the Pope and so on and so forth. But in Scripture, there's no hierarchy of that sort. The elders, pastors, and bishops are all on the same level. So fathers and mothers, pray that your sons would become bishops and pastors, and then also grandparents. Now I'm speaking to myself as I'm a grandfather. Pray for your grandsons to become elders and pastors. And grandmothers, you can do the same thing. Think of Lois and Eunice. Lois, the grandmother, Eunice, the mother of Timothy. And so Paul, in his prayers, says, I thank God when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, Timothy, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. 2 Timothy 1:5. So what a wonderful thing that that Grandma Lois and Mom Eunice were able to pass on their faith to their to grandson and son Timothy, and then the Lord used Timothy as a pastor in Ephesus. We thank God for that. Amen. And so, beloved, let's desire the good work, good works in general, but then also the good work of overseer. Let us ask God to raise up men who will be the next overseers, elders, and pastors for his church in general, but then also for this local church. And pray that the Holy Spirit puts that desire in their heart. And that would be a good thing. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you have given gifts to your church. And thank you, Lord, that you have given pastors and teachers and evangelists and everything that we need to be your church. Thank you, Lord, that even more than that, you have given us the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is by grace that we are saved through faith. This not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast. And so thank you, Lord, for giving us the gift of salvation. We pray, Lord, that you would enable each one who is here to receive that gift by faith. And so grant us the faith to believe in Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior. And Lord, we pray that you would put in us a desire and a zeal for good works in general, that we would seek to do good, that we would seek to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and that we would love our neighbor as ourselves. And so bless this word to us. And then also we pray, Lord, that we would desire that gift of bishop, of elder, of pastor. And so, Lord, please provide that gift for your church, because we need the leadership so that we can follow you and honor you in your church. And this is the way you set it up. So, Lord, we pray that we would follow your plan and your design. And so we will thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.